if you need what's before you, or you can.
Or you can do.
I don't know.
Well, if you don't put milk in your coffee, you say you don't drink your coffee with milk. You drink it
without milk.
Okay. And.
Oh, okay. I was thinking too much.
Talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a.
A couple of miles.
Or just a little. A
couple of blocks, a little way.
And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you say you still have.
Had a long way to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
And any place.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
Backwards.
And this way?
Forwards.
And if you've been fishing, I ask you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what, one. No.
Didn't have any luck.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just caught one.
Would you ever use the expression, I didn't catch nary one?
No.
And when you're plowing, the trenches that are cut by the plow.
The furrows?
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you.
Cleared your land.
And you said wheat is tied up into a.
Wheat is tied up into bundles.
Okay. Then the bundles are piled up into a.
I don't know what the word would be.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? Or are you familiar with that?
Yeah, but I don't know what word they would use.
Mm-hmm. But say if you're talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you say we raise 40?
Bushels.
And there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that.
We'll have to do it, or.
Instead of using the word
we,
you could say.
You and I.
Okay. What if you're talking about some man and yourself? You'd say.
Him or he and myself.
Okay.
Him and myself.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants.
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there and they recognize your voice, you'd say it's.
It's Buddy.
Or,
it's me.
And if it's a man, it's. If I ask you, was that Joe at the door, you say that was.
Jack.
Or if you don't call his name, you say that's.
I don't know what you'd say.
Would you say that's he or that's him or.
That's him.
And if it's a woman.
That's her.
And two people.
That's them.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say he's not as tall.
As I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better.
Than I can.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's.
It's mine.
Or that's not mine, that's.
That's his.
Or.
That's hers.
Or talking about you, that's.
That's mine.
Uh-huh. What would you say? If something is mine, you'd say it's.
That belongs to me.
Uh-huh. And, or you say that tape recorder is.
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's.
Belongs to us.
So it's.
It's ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's.
It's theirs.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope, what, come back again.
I hope y'all come back and see me.
Uh-huh.
See us.
How do you use that word, y'all or you all? Would you ever use it for just one person?
No.
What if there's a group of people and you're asking them about everybody's coats? You'd say, where are?
Your coats.
Would you ever say y'all's coats or you all's?
Yeah, I would say your all's coats.
Uh-huh.